Hello, my name is Mizuo Kajino from Meteorological Research Institute, Japan. There are much more observation data available over the land than the ocean. In order to understand what happened to the ocean, it is also important to investigate the deposition and dispersion over the land because the rest of deposition to the land was transported toward the ocean in this event. So in this study, we conducted the numerical analysis on the deposition and dispersion of radiocesium in March 2011 and its resuspension in 2013 by using Japan Meteorological Agency's meteorology chemistry coupled model and the field observation results that obtained over the land. Two methods. As presented in Figure 1, we prepared 9 meteorological ensemble fields to investigate the impact of uncertainty in the meteorological fields on the dispersion and deposition of radiocesium. We also divided the deposition areas into 9, depending on the geography, to see the contributions of deposition mechanisms over the respective areas. 3 results. Figure 2 shows in the upper panels that the observed and 9 model simulated total deposition of cesium 137 with dashed line and circles respectively over the whole land as area 0 and the 9 deposition areas. This is not shown in the poster, but as listed in the top item of 5 conclusion, this ensemble analysis suggested that the deposition rates used in the model caused this underestimation of simulated deposition amount. And the emission used in the study and simulated meteorological fields were both reasonable. The lower panels of Figure 2 show the deposition mechanisms and the dry deposition in red, fog deposition in green, in cloud in sky blue, and binocular scavenging in dark blue. The rainout or in cloud scavenging was the most important process of cesium deposition over the land, and the dry and fog depositions were the next in the simulation. The fog deposition was a major process, especially over areas 6 and 7. Those are mountain regions in East Japan. 4 results. Figure 3 in the top left panel shows that annual total resuspension amount of cesium 137. This resuspension flux was estimated by adjusting the simulated surface concentrations against those observed. The simulated total resuspended amount for the whole region was 1.28 terabecquerel, which is 0.048% of the initial total deposition, 2.68 petabecquerel. So the resuspension amount is only a limited proportion with compared to that in the land. So now this resuspension flux is reassessed using additional observations of deposition amounts, which may result in the increase about 10 to 20 times. Still, the conclusion will not change, only a limited proportion is resuspended to the atmosphere. Thank you very much for listening.